Former Argentine President Néstor Kirchner has died unexpectedly of a heart attack. He was 60 years old. Kirchner, whose wife Cristina is currently president, served as his nation's head of state from 2003 to 2007 in the wake of Argentina's severe financial crash. He was planning on running again for president in the next election. Argentinians remember his role in helping their country emerge from its worst economic crisis in recent history. Kirchner is also credited with helping make serious changes to the country's judicial system, which set into motion hundreds of trials of human rights violators from Argentina's dictatorship era. He also served as Secretary General of UNASUR, the Union of South American Republics, and among his achievements in that role was mediating recent disputes between Venezuela and Colombia. But while Argentinians mourned his loss, stocks on Wall Street rallied in response to Néstor Kirchner's death, euphoric at the prospect of a regime more favorable to business interests. The financial collapse of 1999 to 2002 had resulted in a sudden flight by business owners and foreign investors, leaving Argentinians out of work. Instead of towing the IMF's line on debt restructuring and structural adjustments, Kirchner instead embarked on a policy of what he called disindebtment, making his nation ultimately independent of the IMF. Worker-owned cooperatives and self-managed organizations have blossomed, and income inequality has dropped. But upon hearing of Kirchner's death, Douglas Smith, the head of Latin America research at Standard Chartered, said, quote, "This is somewhat positive for the bonds and the economic outlook because it boosts the chance of the opposition, which is more fiscally responsible and market-friendly." My guest is Camila Blanco. She's a lawyer from Buenos Aires. She worked at the Civil Association for Equality and Justice. She's currently working on her Master of Law at Yale University. Welcome to Uprising, Camila.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us. So first, let's talk about his tenure, particularly Néstor Kirchner's role in the aftermath of the financial crash. I tried to summarize a little bit of what he did, but how do you describe how he lifted his country and lifted Argentina, along with others, out of the worst financial crisis that the country had seen in a very long time?
Yeah, I remember those days. Like, that was the worst financial crisis we ever had. And, like, we were, like, there was, like, 50% of poverty at that time. And it was interesting because, actually, when he took office, Argentinians didn't know him that much. He was in the election. He was supported by, the president at the moment, Eduardo Duhalde. And that's why he got, like, 22% of the votes against Menem, who was our president for 10 years and a follower of the Washington Consensus recipes. So, I mean, like, when he took office, we didn't know much about him, so it was a great surprise of Argentinians to see this guy who had a very strong personality and who stand, against the IMF recipes and also the free trade area of the Americas. Like, Bush went to Argentina to promote that in 2005, and he just said, okay, we just found out that this kind of recipes don't work here. So it's interesting because for only 4 years of his tenure, he reduced the poverty from 47% to 23%, and he made people believe that, which is, like, I think, like, the most valuable thing that he did, that politics and democracy work as a way of dealing with our problems.
Now, how is it that he essentially ignored the mantra that business investors and the IMF recommend to countries that are in the same state as Argentina at that time? You know, the standard prescription is to do structural adjustment, cut your spending, and then essentially allow foreign investment to come in and create a climate friendly to them and then give them lots of money so that it trickles down to the bottom. He completely defied that prescription, and the work that he did in Argentina, in a way, is an example to other countries. And I suppose that's the danger that capitalism sees.
Yeah, I agree with you. The thing is that you cannot analyze Argentina's crisis and Argentina's way of dealing with it without the context of the neoliberalism of the 90s. Our crisis was the consequence of the neoliberalism. Like, we applied every recipe, every line of those recipes that IMF and the people from Washington was prescribing us. And it didn't work. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And the IMF, when we had this crash, the IMF just turned around. They didn't help us at all. So the world didn't help us at all. We were by our own. So that's why he had this this conviction and this position about, well, it didn't work, so we have to do the opposite. It's like to sell a country that with self-determination that can. I mean, Argentina is also a very rich country in terms of agriculture. So we have that. We have a way of being, you know, to just can support ourselves without the external help that we didn't have at that time.
Now, what role did Kirchner also play in helping the country deal with its past, essentially? Under his tenure, I understand serious changes were made to the judicial system, enabling trials where human rights violators from the dictatorship era were essentially put on trial and allowing the country to deal with its very grim past.
After the crisis, we have this balance. It was a time of to think about our past, not only the 90s, but also like the worst era that we have, that was the dictatorship, like the dirty war. So one way, I mean, he on one hand, he dealt with the position of Argentina in the world at that moment, but the other was, okay, so we have to review our past. So he promoted the overturn of the amnesty laws. And it was that he got the approval of the Congress, because actually it was the Congress who overturned, the one that overturned the amnesty laws. And he also had a great job appointing new judges in the Supreme Court, people that were very respected and by the people, and that legitimated the role of the court. So after that, the overturn of the amnesty laws, there are like 600 trials going right now. And he did also something that we needed, that he asked the forgiveness in the name of the state to all the Argentinians for the dictatorship.
I'm speaking with Camila Blanco. She's a lawyer from Buenos Aires who worked at the Civil Association for Equality and Justice. She's currently working on her Master of Law at Yale University, joining us live from New York. And we're talking about the death of Néstor Kirchner, Argentina's former president. He was planning on running again for president. His wife, Cristina Kirchner, is currently the president. So how do you explain the, I suppose it is an obvious reason for why stocks on Wall Street were, essentially jumped at the news of Néstor Kirchner's death. If he's not going to be running for the next election, then do they see a stronger opposition, which is, as was put very openly, quote, market friendly?
Yeah, I understand that vision, but it also underestimates Cristina's Kirchner power. One of the main discourses of the opposition was to permanently say that the one that was ruling the country was Néstor Kirchner and not Cristina Kirchner. We cannot also underestimate the role of the gender conflicts that being, like, it's hard to be a president if you're a woman in a Latin American country. So we have this kind of discourse the whole time, like, okay, so she's not the president. Actually, the real president is Néstor Kirchner. She's just a puppet and that kind of things. But that's not true. I mean, like, if you can really see her as she's been doing a great job as president. She has her own model also. You can really differentiate. She's more like, she's very worried about institutional, the role of the institutions. Kirchner was more, used to use more the decree power and the executive, but she made a very powerful Congress, and she also, because of this dynamics of the Congress deliberating, you have lots of people who are now in politics, that was something that in 2001, during the crisis, the young people were fleeing away from the country. Now you have lots of people getting involved in the politics in Argentina. So I understand that we are losing a very powerful figure, and also they work together well. Like that was a very powerful couple, but she's a very strong woman too. So I wouldn't think like this Néstor Kirchner's death is going to change that much.
Now, is she planning on running for election again? And can she actually?
I think that's a possibility. The rumors in Argentina, his death was unexpected, we knew that he wasn't very healthy lately. Actually, he also was admitted to the hospital when he was the president, and this year he had these two important surgeries. So it's been a while since we stopped talking about him running for 2011. Now, of course, it's clear, but I think there's a possibility of her to be reelected and to run for the reelection, yeah.
And briefly, finally, Camila, tell us a little bit about what the opposition is like in Argentina right now, how strong it is, and I'm assuming that it is essentially an opposition that is antithetical to what the Kirchners stand for.
Yes, it's a very hard, you have many groups. One is the one part of the Peronism party that is against Kirchner's because they have more conservative ideas. And then you also have the media and the economic power, which is within the, for instance, the countryside of the agriculture sector, that they are earning a lot of money right now in Argentina, so they are against the raise of the taxes and that kind of things. So the opposition in Argentina is hard to describe, in a sense that it's a taboo in Argentina to be a conservative because it's linked to the dictatorship. So it's like we don't really have democratic ways of that right in Argentina. It's not very used to the democracy. So maybe they hide their actual interests because it's unpolitical. Like it's not politically correct. But anyway, I think that it's for them, it's a good thing, the death of our former president. But again, I wouldn't underestimate the power of the movement that Kirchner, the legacy of Kirchner, and the power of Cristina Kirchner as a leader.
So what you're saying is that his death doesn't necessarily mean that Argentina is necessarily in trouble.
Absolutely. I trust the legacy of Néstor Kirchner.
Well, Camila Blanco, I want to thank you very much for joining us today and for sharing your analysis with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Camila Blanco is a lawyer from Buenos Aires. She worked at the Civil Association for Equality and Justice in Argentina, and she's currently in the United States working on her Master of Law at Yale University. And we've been talking about the death of Néstor Kirchner, former president of Argentina. He died this week at the age of 60 of a heart attack. His wife, Cristina Kirchner, remains president.